Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you can be with us. Another edition, another program, another segment here in the offing. And I just want to start out by, it's kind of a continuation from the previous program. And that is, I have a critical eye and I do give constructive criticism and I am fair-minded. I'm not partisan, although I am not, objective either. There's a difference between fairness and objectivity, and there's no way to be objective. And I learned that in a communications class, that as much as you try, there's still some level of subjectivity. And the only way you can be objective is, you'd have to be Creator God, okay? But the human element will always play some role. But you can try to state things factually and try to attain a level of truthfulness. With that said, I just want to talk a little further about Trump's behavior. And again, it's not about his policies overall. It's about personality disorders. It's about the way he approaches things. It's about the lack of research. It's the lack of preparation. There seems to be a lack of game plan, and that is troubling. And so when you see him just continuing to lash out, now again, you want to respond to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, even if you want to say something about her teeth falling out, I could care less. But I do have a problem when, if say, Barron Trump is attacked, and he was brought up recently, and I don't have all the details, but it was a news item, just like you have Greta Thunberg. And a 16-year-old, yes, a climate activist, maybe she's a program bot, she is a mini Manchurian candidate, if you will. There's a lot of, Bill Clinton was inculcated and brought along into the Rhodes Scholarship Program and the New World Order. So it's not unusual. And then you have the Bush dynastic family that, the children, were programmed in too. They were groomed, and many are groomed, whether it's through Skull and Bones, whether it's through the Rhodes Scholarship Program, and various other, organizations, as these kids, grow up. I'm a talk show host, okay? I'm not the President of the United States. And, we can criticize within reason. Who cares if you're the man or the woman of the year, the time person. Okay, yeah, person, not man or woman. But whatever the case might be, why wouldn't you? And again, you can be a little sarcastic. You can have a little fun with it. You can kill them with kindness. Unfortunately, he doesn't do that. But I would have congratulated Greta Thunberg and just said, wow, you even bested the President of the United States. Who knows? You might even be the President of the United States someday. And you could have a little cackle, a little chuckle, that's fine, but have a little fun with it. But number one, as President of the United States, you're the President and they are not. You're the most powerful and they are not. Why would you, that's right, I forget, you're from that celebrityhood culture, that brotherhood of ridiculousness. But he always concerned himself with the spotlight, the stage, the press. To me, whether it's the fake press, the fawning press, the fraudulent press, who cares about them? And who cares about an award from Time Magazine? Time Magazine, do they even publish beyond online now? Most of them have gone out of business, and if it hasn't gone out of business, which I could care less, I'm not even going to check on that, it will, or it'll just become an online publication. How many people would subscribe to that? I mean, I guess, let's say it's online, but it's basically the most people who are going to see that are going to be reading an article from whatever news, any kind of news press, rather than Time Magazine per se. So I don't know why Trump waste such precious time. I mean, my gosh, you're in your 70s, and who knows? I mean, every day that we wake up and we breathe another moment is a blessing, especially when you reach 70 plus. And to be worrying about a 16-year-old being recognized because, you know, you would like to have gotten that recognition. I mean, I don't understand why he doesn't realize the importance of the presidency of the United States. That, I mean, that's one of the highest accomplishments, bar none. The highest accomplishment in the political realm, no doubt. I mean, if you're really into politics and power, well, if you attain the presidency of the United States, you've gotten the crown jewel. Okay. So I would have just made light of this. I would have congratulated her. I mean, just imagine, the fake and phony and fraudulent press, what would they have said? They were like, wow, okay. You know, we thought that he would attack her. And unfortunately, that's what he did. And it's ridiculous, and it's just counterproductive, and it's not any child that would understand that the president is attacking. I don't care whether she's programmed. I don't care whether this, you know, she's a part of a staged operation. The point is, she is a little girl, okay, a teenager. How dare you? And again, the Dems do it. The Hollywood does it. Hollywood does enough molesting. And in terms of the portrayal of teenagers and sexualizing them, you know, they're way worse. I just think that, you know, until you reach the age of 18, at least, maybe even 21, you just go easy on kids. You know, hey, unless they're committing criminal acts, and then of course they have to be held account. It's just immature. It's really indecent beneath the dignity and the decency of the presidency, and just, you know, any mature adult. Well, I'm sorry, he Dennis the Menace just doesn't act mature. Okay, so that's enough on the constructive criticism. And some people might say, oh, you shouldn't say anything about him, and just go after the Dems, and just make it all partisan. Well, then, you know, let me just tell you something. The dang door is right there, and why don't you drop on through it and get the flock out, FLOCK. No, I'm not here to just be in compliance. I'm not here to be complacent. I'm not here to follow orders. I'm not here as a political assassin. I'm not here as a political defender. You know, I'm going to defend the United States of America, our Constitution, our way of life, our principles, our precepts, and the true America First platform, okay? That's where I stand. And also, if things are immoral, indecent, unethical, or illegal, unlawful, legitimately so, then I'm going to criticize, and I'm going to take on, okay? That's just the way it is. If you're looking for Lapomania, Lapdog, Lackey Avenue or Alley, Hannity's out there, and Rush, and various others. And again, in many ways, I'm very thankful that they're defending the president. They're very thankful that they're going to help reelect him. So don't get me wrong. But nevertheless, a good friend and a colleague, they are not. Because if you were, you would shoot straight, and you would tell them what you think. That's one of the things I like about Chris Ruddy, Newsmax. Even though he's a good friend of Trump, he'll go on CNN and go other places and say, Mr. President, you know, Donald, you know, if I were you, I would do this. You know, he talks right through the screen to the president and to his friend, and to someone that actually, that's how he get his messaging across to him, is that you do it through the press, you do it through talk shows, you do it through, you know, talk radio even. That's the better way to actually communicate with the president. That's the way it works. But yeah, so Chris Ruddy, Newsmax, many, many times messages the president through his interviews and through his publication. And sometimes there's a little minor rebuke or critique. But many times, though, it's in defense of Donald Trump. I just have to say that I just hope the president can mature through this process. I hope that, and I believe he will have a second term. The Trump fatigue syndrome is real, just like the impeachment hate Trump syndrome is real. And I have to say, it just depends on which wins out in the end. But I do think it's going to be Trump that wins out, and we're going to help him win out. But just be more strategic. You know, stick to the plan, the game plan. Just keep chopping. Just keep working for the American public, the American populace, you know, for our country, and get out of these minor squabbles. Get out of, you know, if you're going to pick a fight with the right ones that deserve it. Okay. We'll be back. More to come. Hold tight. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you are still with us. And, you know, there's many ways you can listen. I mean, whether it's through the stream on your favorite station that you might be hearing us on, or it's to the podcast, and we're on many, many different podcast directories, and, give you a recap on that a little later on. Back to content, back to the actual show or program. I'm deeply disturbed with, and again, I'm going to bring up Giuliani, this creepy, critter, something that's ghoulish, something that is from a horror flick. He looks, sort of like a Count Dracula type figure, and maybe Transylvania and over in, wasn't that in like Romania and, you've got like the Eastern Bloc type countries. You have Ukraine, bordering on Russia. So you have the Ukraine, and Rudy has business interests there, and he has colleagues and some murky matters, and he's just complicating things for Trump. And he did say, did report on this that, and he said he was doing it in jest, but he said, well, he has an insurance policy on Trump, that, essentially he was saying he knows where the bodies are buried. He was saying that, Trump's not going to fire him because he knows too much. And I'm paraphrasing, but I did give exact quotations before. I'm in a stream of consciousness now. I'm doing free form. So many shows are so scripted and so, driven by, the notes prior to the show. And sometimes that works. I'm not here to dispute, how you decide to present material or how to do a talk show. But, I have my own thoughts and feelings about that, and I have expressed it over time. So you have this ghoulish figure, this goon, this grotesque individual, Rudy Giuliani. He no longer resembles America's mayor. And I have a real problem, not only with his ghoulish behavior, But quite frankly, anybody that lobbies for a foreign government, a foreign country, a foreign interest, I don't have a lot of respect for you. And you say, oh, what about the free market? Well, yeah, that's just quite wonderful. But I think there's something that's you know, rises above free markets, and that is nationalism, patriotism, love of country, putting America first, okay? That's where I stand. So whether it's Michael Flynn, that again, all the conservatives want to, you know, tout and all want to protect and all think that he did nothing wrong, I have real problems with the fact that he was serving at the interest of foreign powers. You know, I'm not worried about process crimes and whether he lied or he didn't lie or he didn't tell the whole truth or he exaggerated or sins of omission. The fact is that Flynn, you know, I know he had quite the military career, and Trump was enamored by all these military guys, and many of them do deserve respect, but some of them have been abusive in their power and have been lusting for additional wars for whatever reason, financially or otherwise. But I just want to say that when you find out whether it's a Manafort, whether it's Michael Flynn, whether it's Giuliani, you know, many, many congressmen, former senators, people that have any kind of influence. And again, when someone has political capital, political influence, and they decide to cash in, I think the laws have been changed through Congress that you have to wait 5 years or whatever it is. You know, I don't care whether it's 5 days, 5 hours, 5 years, 50 years. The point of the matter is that if you're a true patriot, you can find other ways to make money. And if you're going to further the interest of other governments, other corporations, other companies, or other individuals or oligarchs or whomever, and you want to do this in spite of our country, you want to do this in opposition to our country, in its best interest, then fooey on free markets, okay? And fooey on just, you know, raw, unadulterated capitalism. Because if the national interest, America's interest, is not first and foremost, then I find you an enemy, okay, of our republic. And you're not welcome, okay? And I've lost all respect and I'm not going to see it any other way. Okay. I'm not going to see it otherwise, because what is more sacred than defending the honor of this country? You say, oh, well, he wore a military uniform and he's cashing in now. Okay. You know what? There's a lot of ways to cash in. Okay. And again, I'm not a real fan of lobbyists in general. But at least if you're lobbying for an American company, and whether it's through Congress or it's through, you know, or maybe you're lobbying in behalf of a certain company or product or service, in other countries. Well, again, I don't have a problem with that because you're advancing America's interests. And you say, well, that's hypocritical. So I'm going to say, well, I'm going to put our country first. As long as you're not playing against us and you're for us, and you're doing things that favor us, then that's fine. Because, you know, but if you're taking on the interest of a country that you weren't born in, a country that, you have no ties to, country that, again, if there's no ties, there's no citizenship, there's no, loyalty, there's no, love of that country, except for just wanting to cash in, with a big contract. And again, if you look at some of these figures that have surrounded Trump, many of them have been special interest lobbyists. And so, that's a real issue. So whether it's Democrat, whether it's Republican, to me, if you're looking at a capitalistic model, you're looking at a free market model, it has to be fair and has to put the interest of our nation state and the interest of the American public, and just our country in general. And if you're not doing that, then I have, I take great umbrage, and, you know, you and I are not going to be friends. So I take a little bit different perspective on things, because, you know, I have been part of this America First nationalist, constitutional, truth, liberty-loving movement for quite some time. Matter of fact, I got involved in the 1980s. And so, and then, of course, through radio in the 90s. But again, if you decide that these are heroes and treasures of our country, then that's fine. And again, even if I have problems with the special interest lobbying, if there was no, you know, quote unquote crime committed, or if the FBI or other intelligence and law enforcement agencies have framed or staged or planted evidence or in any way lied in terms of their sworn statements or to the FISA court or warrants or whatever, then, you know, I want to see them exonerated. But you can't just portray someone as an American hero and patriot if, in fact, you know, they have been, you know, fighting for, and if they've been, you know, lobbying for foreign interest. Again, it doesn't make it criminal. It's an issue that I have, okay? I just find it unethical. I find it immoral. I find it unjust. I find it quite repugnant. Okay, so that's just me, but that is something I've been wanting to get off my chest for a while, is the lobbying for foreign powers, the lobbying for foreign interests, the lobbying for the oligarchs, the lobbying for anything that goes beyond, you know, our wonderful country, our boundaries, our borders, our culture, and our well-being. So that's it for this particular segment. I enjoy my rants. I hope you do too. I enjoy being able to give you my incisive analysis, commentary, and opinions, although I believe them to be informed opinions. And you can take them or leave them, but nevertheless, I hold them near and dear, and that's part of me. So right back, hold tight, Tom Donahue Show.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Reports, Tom Donahue Show. So glad you are with us. I just want to focus a little bit more on impeachment. I think that we talk about hoaxes, we talk about scams, and that are perpetrated on the American public and the society at large. And there is nothing more fraudulent than this phony, fake crock. I mean, it really is. It really is a crock. It really is. You know, just a bowl of slop. It's baked scam. Okay. It's shiftless, spineless swine. Okay. It's shifty swine. Okay. He is, about as scurrilous and as scurvy and as scummy as you can get, okay? I mean, just look at the guy. He makes you sick, okay? Well, you want to puke. And then when you got putrid, Pelosi, okay? Yeah, that's a good one. Someone will steal that term too. I kind of like that. It was off the cuff. And see, that's one of the reasons I like doing things, again, I'm not advising the president to do so much off the cuff. I'm talking about a talk show, not running the country, okay? Or even somewhat running the world. Being a beacon to the world, hopefully. But nevertheless, you know, you've got this putrid Pelosi. This, you know, and you got sanctimonious Shifty Schiff. I mean, you're talking about the scurrilous, scurvy, scummy Schiff, okay? And putrid Pelosi. I how could anybody have any faith or confidence or belief in them? What you're going to see is perpetual impeachment proceedings because this is doomed for failure in terms of its final outcome. And you have the Republicans, namely McConnell, that in all likelihood, after the opening arguments, he's going to call for a vote to just essentially, it's like in a trial, many times, certain motions to dismiss. And that's, I think, really what's going to happen here. Although there are some that are saying, hey, if Trump wants to come in or they want to bring forward their own witnesses, you know, and deny the Democrats their request as it relates to witnesses. So really, it's sort of like having two show trials. You have one for the left and one for the right. But the right's going to do probably the right thing, and that is shut it down. You know, don't even, you know, when people say, don't dignify something with remarks, you know, you basically just ignore. Well, in many instances, that's the best thing to do. And so maybe that's what they're going to do here is just say, you know what, this is so ridiculous and so comical and so nonsensical, and actually criminal for even bringing this forward, and having a phony and fake and fraudulent impeachment, you know, inquisition, not even an inquiry, an inquisition, that we're just gonna shut it down. Okay. We're putting the brakes on, and matter of fact, we're gonna flush it. You know, because this is just Democrat, liberal, progressive sewage. And the sewage needs to be flushed. You know, the septic waste tank overflowing, with the putrid piles, crapola. Okay. Just garbage. Just the worst of the worst. Putrefying, decaying matter. So we have Schiff and Pelosi. You have an impeachment here that is, like I say, it's just so pathetic and so putrid. We're going to look back on this someday as a nation and just laugh. I mean, or cry because it was so sad. And so you want to talk about partisan and putrid. This is exactly what this is. So this is all show and no go. And quite frankly, it's going to backfire on the Democrats. They're going to lose House seats. They may even lose some Senate seats, and they're going to lose, in the general election for the highest office of the land. You know, Trump, I suspect, is going to win by greater margins. It may even be a landslide. I think the American public is just, even some of the Democrats are saying, you know, enough's enough. And I brought up the concept, you know, and I shared this with you in the last program, Trump fatigue syndrome. And then you also have, you know, the progressive liberal left attack, hate, Trump, derangement syndrome, fatigue syndrome. Okay. Because you really have that. People are just, you know, they're just overwhelmed, overloaded. It's an onslaught. It's a deluge. You know, they can't take it anymore. I'm kind of torn, like, whether I want to just don't even give it its due, because there's no respect to be given. And although if you do shut it down, you're not going to have some of the Republican great speeches. You're not going to have some of their terrific witnesses. You're not going to have the exculpatory evidence that will absolutely be presented. That will prove that there are no criminal acts. Yeah, Trump does exercise bad judgment at times. He surrounds himself with not always the right people. Matter of fact, some of them are shady, and we've talked about them. Hi, Giuliani. Sometimes he says things that can be misinterpreted. Sometimes they're just not the right words or phrases or whatever. Sometimes it could even be offensive, but they're not criminal. And was it a perfect call? No, it wasn't a perfect call. Was it a criminal? Was there criminal intent? Was there criminal acts that are provable? No, absolutely not. Like I say, on the other hand, you know, it so do we want to just a complete shutdown of this kangaroo court, you know, this circus, this show trial, or do we want maybe not for entertainment value, but for educational value that let the Republicans put on the trial and let them, you know, prove their points and let them, you know, really embarrass the Dems and let Trump shine and let the exculpatory evidence exonerate him. And that's what we're talking about, exoneration. So I'm torn whether which way to go on this. Now, a couple of recent headlines that I thought were worth mentioning. Trump calls for halt to impeachment in scathing letter to Pelosi on the eve of the vote. Trump tells Pelosi in blistering letter that Democrats have cheapened the importance of impeachment. Here's another story, and these are from The Hill, from Fox News, from Breitbart, and you probably have seen them, you know, in multiple news related sources and outlets. Trump to Pelosi, impeachment crusade, an unconstitutional abuse of power. Trump blasts impeachment as illegal, partisan, attempted coup. So I'm glad that Trump and his colleagues, you know, his crew, his staff, put together, you know, and I like scathing at times when it's, you know, and this is when you want to see the fight. You know, take it to Pelosi, take it to Schiff, you know, so I don't have any problem. There's a time and a place to fight, and you pick and choose your battles wisely. I like the wording in terms of using illegal, partisan, a coup, impeachment crusade, an unconstitutional abuse of power. I like the fact that it was blistering, and he talks about how it cheapens impeachment. The fact that, and Trump says also he takes zero responsibility for the expected impeachment. So I like that. He's taking zero responsibility because he knows there was no wrongdoing as it relates to any criminality, any criminal acts, any criminal intent. There was no motivation or intent. More to come. Hold tight. We'll be right back.
Music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show. Liberty loving and freedom fighting.
All Okay, we are back. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports, and our final segment for this week. And again, I really do appreciate our affiliates. I appreciate you folks, the listeners, and I did promise that I would remind you and those of you that are new to this program that we have many ways that you can listen, and we want to thank our good friends at K-Star Talk Radio Network. That is an online digital streaming network that our good friend and contributing colleague Angeline Marie established, and it has a lot of great programming there. And she runs us multiple times on Saturdays and Sundays. So thanks again, Angeline, for that. I want to thank Red State Talk Radio, Scott, and all the good folks over there. They run us on both stations, conservative talk stations there for Red State Talk Radio Network. And let me just break that down. It's Red State Talk Radio, and it's Red State Encore. And so at 3 p.m., Eastern on Saturdays and Sundays, and 6 p.m. Eastern Saturdays and Sundays. So we really appreciate four times that we're heard on the Red State Talk Radio stations, which is quite wonderful. And we want to thank KCAA Radio, AM and FM, there in Southern California, Loma Linda and San Bernardino and that whole area. And they have an FM transmitter as well as the AM station. And they run us Sunday night, Monday morning. So we do appreciate that on broadcast radio. And last but not least, our good friends at Liberty News Radio. They also run us on Saturdays and Sundays. And the time for that is 2 p.m. Eastern. And so we do list all of those stations and all those streams at TalkStream Live and on TalkRite and Alt Media. So that's another way to listen to them and to this show. So we appreciate that very much. Of course, as mentioned or alluded to, I am the program director of TalkStream Live. So this program does run multiple times through the week and the weekends on TalkStream Live, TalkRite, and Alt Media. So there's many ways to catch the program. My website is TomDonahueReports.com, TomDonahueReports.com. On the website, you will see ways that you can contact me directly through email. You will see my LinkedIn. You will see the archive. So as it relates to podcast, we do thank, you know, some of our station affiliates for running and carrying podcasts of the show, too. More specifically, I do upload to Podomatic, and so it's, you know, Podomatic and under my name, Tom Donahue Reports. So that is available, and it's in the conservative right section. But it's very easy to find my podcast right there on my website and under archives. And you can listen there. You can download freely. You know, there's no subscription, there's no membership, there's no club. Okay, the club is just you know, listening any which way that is convenient for you and to share with others, and that is made very possible. So our RSS feed, which is, you know, public, is available to many podcast outlets and directories. And for that matter, let me just, you know, beyond Podomatic, we do have Apple iTunes, we do have TuneIn, we do have Stitcher, we do have Spotify. And there's various others that many times I'll Google my name or Google Tom Donahue Reports, Tom Donahue Show, and I'll say, oh, okay, so we're in that directory too, which is great. So, whatever your favorite directory is, if we're not in there, just let us know and we'll try to, share our feed with them. And, and TalkStream Live, they offer a podcast side. So, if you're right there listening to one of the streams, one of those shows, one of those times that I mentioned, with those various platforms, you'll see that there's the streaming side and there's the podcast side. And so you can easily listen. But I want to go back to Giuliani for a moment here. He and his associates cleaned up with whatever their business interests were in the Ukraine, sadly to say. You know, so they're representing, various business interests, oligarchs, you know, so it seems. One of the things that Giuliani, says that he goes, oh, Trump supports his dirt digging in the Ukraine. Okay, well, I don't have a problem this guy looking into, on Trump's behalf, the, you know, what dirty dealings that the Bidens were, you know, in cahoots or in collusion with, okay? And they like that word collusion. Well, there was definitely collusion, with the Ukrainians and various business and political factions there. Here is a quote that, not very good, not really, the right way to handle this, Mr. President. Trump defends Giuliani's trip to the Ukraine. We're not talking about prior trips, we're talking about recent trips, okay? And he says he does it out of love of country, meaning our country. He is a great crime fighter. Hello. He's getting you in further hot water. He got you in hot water with a lot of this Ukrainian stuff because he pushed for this. Okay. So just like with, Jeff Sessions and some of, you know, his issues, and quite frankly, one of the witnesses at the impeachment hearings, or the Inquisition, Giuliani now says he was a key player in the removal, the ouster of the ambassador. And, but he says he has proof of the Democrat impeachment, cover-up. Okay, whatever. Now, if something comes, if there's some good fruits that are born from, whatever dirt digging he was doing and whatever investigation and crime fighting Giuliani was doing, I would like that. I would support that. I would appreciate that. But I have a feeling that more egg is going to come back on him. It's going to come back to haunt Trump. And it just leaves kind of this dark shadow, this stain, if you will. Like, just like when I thought Comey should have been fired right away, you know, or you could say he would have been replaced when he came in as president. You know, it's not, you say, well, technically maybe it wouldn't be a firing. It would be just the replacement, putting in his own guy or gal. Instead, he let that fester. He let Jeff Sessions hang around way too long. Matter of fact, if you were going to be Mr. Recusal, you know, you got yourself in that hot water, you should have been forced to recuse himself from office, okay? Much sooner, as in resignation. And then, of course, you had the skamooch. He shouldn't have lasted 11 minutes, nor 11 hours, let alone 11 days. And you just have countless others that were New World Order guys, that were internationalists, that were dark and deep state actors. He didn't take it seriously enough about surrounding himself with only trustworthy, only, you know, top-notch people of trust and honor and reputation and someone that you could count on. And unfortunately, yeah. Oh, and then Bolton, of course. I said he should have bolted from the United States, let alone the administration. But, you know, but Fox News loves him still. Fox News still loves Giuliani. Most of them. You know, so it's just really sad that if you have the C word, meaning conservative, you know, then you just have to trust in them. And you just have to figure, oh, well, they made a few mistakes, but they're still on our side. They're still the good guys. Well, you got good guys and bad guys in both parties. It just so happens that there's more good guys on the GOP side. But nevertheless, they're not all saints, and they're sinners too, okay? And we should recognize that. You know, and call it, you know, call it fair and call it, you know, straight and as truthful as possible. Okay. Now, the other thing, that I wanted to mention in terms of Trump's legal team, because I don't see Giuliani as part of the legal team. You know, there's no legal strategy with Giuliani. And maybe that's the reason they sent him over to Ukraine recently, was like, we really don't need your legal services right now. So get busy with something else. Oh, that's right. You wanted to finish up your work in the Ukraine. Yeah, okay. See ya. Good. Bye-bye. But I do like Pam Bondi. And I'm not talking about just because she's an attractive blonde and smart and a good guest on Hannity's show. I really do think that she really, really respects and really cares for Trump and really cares for our country and cares for the state of Florida. And I think she's done good work. And I think that she's doing a great service, not disservice like Giuliani. And I have to say that Jay Sekulow, I think, has done a really good job. And there might be some others that I'm unaware of. But I think there was some talk of bringing Alan Dershowitz, although hopefully some of those rumors that are swirling about his associations with Epstein, I don't know. But he does have a great legal mind, quite brilliant in regards to defending Trump. So we'll see what happens with that. Well, that's it for this week. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Not Santa, not reindeer, and not happy holidays. Even though you can have happy holidays. But remember, you're talking about the C word. It's Christmas as in Christ. Okay, that's the way it goes. And but also happy Hanukkah and wish our Jewish friends all the best too. Until we meet again, I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports, and all things Tom Donahue relating to this program and beyond. Go to TomDonahueReports.com. TomDonahueReports.com. Again, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. And I'll even say happy holiday. Until we meet again, probably in 2020, maybe sooner. Have a great week.
Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.